Near the border with Iraq, the U.S. Army is training for the urban combat that many people in Baghdad are anticipating. NPR's Eric Westerfeld has been watching a live fire exercise by the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division in Kuwait, and he joins us now. Eric, what have you been seeing?
Hi, Steve. I was with three platoons from the Army's 315th Infantry Regiment. And for the last couple days, they've been doing this live fire exercise where they practice getting out of their Bradley armored fighting vehicles. This is infantrymen. And they get down and practice crawling, moving, and sometimes stacking very closely behind these Bradleys and trying to enter this makeshift combat city the Army has set up here in the middle of nowhere. And then the infantrymen are practicing, you know, securing buildings in this town in a painstaking room-by-room search, something they may have to confront if they do indeed go into Baghdad. Small teams would enter each room and then have to make a split-second tough decision on whether or not they would open fire on these wooden silhouette targets, some of which were painted friend and others painted foe, and some were in the shape of women, children, and babies, and others were, said foe, and they had to decide right away whether they were going to fire or not.
So how well did the U.S. soldiers do?
Well, it was pretty tough, Steve. I mean, many of the soldiers haven't done a lot of urban combat training. This is a unit that practices extensively and trained to be in the open desert, and they made a lot of mistakes, and their commanders were certainly not shy about telling them what mistakes they made. I mean, one of the commander's trainers out here was a former Army Special Forces Master Sergeant, and he'd mix lessons with anecdotes from his own urban combat experiences in Somalia, Panama, and other places around the world. One example during this exercise I just witnessed, a Bradley stopped too close to a building right under the windows before the building had been secured by these guys going in room-to-room search. And the command sergeant major said, stopped it and said, half of you'd be dead by now. All it would take was someone with a milk jug filled with gasoline, a Molotov cocktail, and they could drop it on your Bradley and set it on fire.
Eric, it's pretty disturbing to hear you talk about soldiers having to practice with little wooden mock-ups, not just of Iraqi soldiers, but of civilians, of women and children. I suppose that's the difficulty of this environment, as you have soldiers who want to do everything they can in order to survive, and yet they have to be making some kind of effort not to kill innocent people.
That's right. These are crowded, close quarters, and the toughest decision is to how to discern combatants from non-combatants, especially if an army takes up positions in a civilian area and you've got windows, basements, doors, walls, fences, power lines, sewer lines to worry about, and you don't know what's around the corner until you get there.
And we hear a lot about biochemical warfare suits. Were they wearing those suits, or what kind of gear were they wearing when they did this exercise?
For this training exercise, they were not wearing their chem-bio suits. They were wearing their full Kevlar helmet and vests to protect them, but they may indeed have to don their cumbersome and hot protective suits if they do go into Baghdad, and would certainly make their room-to-room combat that much more difficult.
Eric, one other question. We've all been hearing about the weather, which may make this thing more difficult over time, although we're still in this window where it's supposedly cool enough to attack. What's the weather like?
Well, it's really getting hotter by the day. I was out here for a couple weeks in December for a live fire exercise with the very same people, and it's gotten a lot warmer in the month plus since. And during the day, it gets extremely hot. And these soldiers will tell you off mic anyway that, if they do this, they want to go sooner rather than later because the weather is a factor.
NPR's Eric Westerfeld is just back from observing U.S. troops training for urban combat in Kuwait. Eric, thanks very much.
You're welcome.